today is our 7th annual Star Sunday. And this is a tradition that many of us have come to love. Now, for those of you who might be new to Star Sunday, or if you need a little reminder about why we do this, here's a little bit of background. On the Sunday in January that is closest to Epiphany, we tell the story of the Magi and how they followed a star from the east that led them to the Christ child. The Magi were well known in the ancient East as purveyors of magic, as interpreters of dreams, as astrologers and prophets. The Gospel of Matthew also indicates that they were individuals of high nobility, for they brought the Christ child expensive gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The Magi were a royal delegation coming from foreign lands to pay homage to a newborn king. They were drawn from their homes, from all that they knew, toward an unknown destination and an unclear future. But they took each step along the way, trusting that the star of wonder, star of light, would guide them to the perfect light. So let's remember that story as we hear from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Listen now for the word of God. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and we have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out. And there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Here ends the reading. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us. Thanks be to God. So on Star Sunday, we remember and celebrate this journey of the Magi who followed a star, by giving out star gifts. The gifts are very simple. They are pieces of paper in the shape of a star with words on them. There are 125 different words that everyone gets to choose from, and we now print up about 450 stars because people take them for themselves and their family members and their friends. So we have lots of stars for you to choose from. And just to get an idea of the kinds of words that might be on the stars, think of, if you can, remember your star word for this past year, for 2019. What was your word? Just yell it out.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe one at a time. Okay, I heard hope.
Kindness.
Light. Wholeness.
Light.
Okay, light. Good.
Wisdom.
Caring.
Balance.
Determination. Deb.
Humor.
Strength.
Loyalty.
Breathe. Ah, it's a good one. Fran.
Patience.
Patience. Natalie.
Learning.
Awesome. That's so good. Great. So a variety of words are on these stars. And so we honor the Magi by taking these star words and seeing how God might be guiding us through the year based on that word. And it's always so interesting to hear people's star stories. So we get to the end of the year, we get to the next Star Sunday, and today we get to hear how people have been experiencing the guiding light of God in their lives over the past year. And it's always fun because sometimes people will email me their star stories, either because they are getting ready to share them in worship or they're maybe not ready to share aloud but want me to know how God has been working in their lives. And it is amazing the number of times that people will say, I picked a word on Star Sunday and I thought it was going to mean this. And then as my journey unfolded in the year, I discovered it meant something completely different. Or the number of times someone will say, I picked this word and I really, really didn't want it. But what's the rule? Can you put your star back? No, you cannot put your star back. So you have to see what God has in store for you with that word, even if at the beginning of the year you do not want that word, but somehow God finds a way to be working in the midst of our lives, even with things that we might find challenging at the start. So, I wonder who might have a star story that they would like to share. And as we do this, you are invited just to stand in place. I will bring you a microphone. It is important to use the microphone. Anyone with a hearing-assisted device in worship only, anything that is amplified has to come through the microphones. So I'll bring you a mic, and then you can share your word and a few sentences about how God was working in your life through that word. And I knew Pat Riddle was ready to share, so I was coming this way.
Thank you. My star word for last year was laughter. And I was really curious to see where the Holy Spirit was going to go with this because I think I'm really a happy person. I laugh a lot. Maybe not as much as Bonnie Meaney, but I think I laugh a lot. So I was really curious, was I supposed to be the inspiration to bring laughter and cheerfulness to somebody else or what was going on? But then in May, I fell off a boat, and I broke stuff, and I was either waiting for surgery, having surgery, waiting for more surgery and physical therapy, in more pain, doing all kinds of stuff relative to broken stuff and replacement of stuff. And so then I realized I needed laughter. I needed it. And then the words of my mother came into my head. My mom had a lot of mantras in her life. But at the last part of her life, one of her favorite sayings was, happiness is healing. And so all of that was really great medicine for me. Laughter really is the best medicine. And thank you, Mom, and thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Pat.
I'm not sure what my word was. So I chose patience. And it's a recent choice when my primary care doctor told me I am not a patient. And so I have tried to work on it, to accept the fact that I am in my 79th year. My body doesn't do what I want it to do. I now have hearing aids. I need cataract surgery. I've been in the hospital twice, had a couple of ambulance rides, and the fact remains it's a normal part of getting old, which I don't like. So more often than not, I've been saying to myself, one day at a time, sweet Jesus, one day at a time.
All right, I'm gonna pop out on this side. Oh, but I see a hand over there. I'm gonna get my steps in today. All right, Janet, I'm coming for you.
My star word was balance. So I immediately was a little selfish and thought that maybe I could balance my me time with my busy time. But I learned quite quickly that day that it was gonna be more like a seesaw. I came to church filled with joy and excitement because my youngest granddaughter had been born. I left and went to the hospital to meet her, got back in the car to a phone call from my aunt that they were at the emergency room because my cousin had had a stroke at 58 years old. So I went from all this joy to right down to the bottom. And that's kind of how my year went. Work was very stressful, but I learned to breathe through the stress, and I'm lucky enough to have enough time off that I could take a day every month and have at least a long weekend. I also learned that focusing on that word kept me more balanced and kept me focused that the bad times and the down times will always be offset by a good time. So even though it didn't go the way I thought and I didn't get to yoga class, I learned to work through the bad times and come up with the balance.
Good morning, everyone. Since as long as I can remember, God's been in my life and he's tapped on my shoulders here and there, and I felt his angels when I was in despair. The word I chose led to some really intense personal introspection and thought. Obviously, there's all the things about your relationship with Jesus and God. And I shared all that with Reverend Jenny, and it took me 4 pages to get it all out. I'm not gonna read it, but I just want you to know I really did write it down, and the most important thing that I wanna say is that I'm super grateful for everything that all of you do to make Reverend Jenny and Reverend Larry possible, and then also to make it possible for me to pull the word purpose and to have my soil in the garden and everything that everybody did to help people eat better produce this year through that garden, and then to see my pea shoots growing in the windows and just to feel welcomed here and to know that your table is always open inspires me, and I can't wait to choose another star. And again, thank you all so much.
So I was one of those ones that Jenny was talking about that was complaining about the word that I pulled. Because 2 years ago it was trust, the year before it was responsibility, and last year it was justice. And I thought, really? Leanne got laughter. When am I gonna get one of those good words? But as usual, it wasn't long into pulling that word that God made me realize that justice wasn't the word that I thought it was. It's not revenge. It's not what a lot of people think it is. And shortly into the year, we had a sermon, and Micah 6:8 was brought to my attention, to love your God, to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. That's what you're supposed to do. So my job is, like many people's, kind of stressful at times. I deal with a lot of people, both the traveling public and the people that work for me, and they don't always do things the way they should, and justice is something that I have to do, but it's not justice as in revenge, it's to act justly and to love mercy, and this year I've had to do a lot of that, and thankfully I've learned another lesson, and although I'm a little bit like Scrooge, you know, I'm a little bit afraid of what the Spirit has for me next, but I'm also kind of looking forward to it.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. the word I chose is surrender. The reason surrender is important to me today is because I'm a recovering addict. And every time I take control of my life, I stumble and I hit a roadblock. Surrender sort of gives me strength today. It allows me to do things that I don't think that would have been possible if I did it alone. I gain strength from the community of the church and the community of the AA meetings at this church. And it's just allowing me to do things that I wasn't able to do. And on a daily basis, I am eternally grateful to be part of this community. Thank you.
So I got the word acceptance. I was on a, at the time I pulled it last year, the fifth year of a battle. My dad had Alzheimer's. And acceptance was something I thought I had. But as anyone knows who's had to deal with that disease, it is ever changing. And when I pulled that last year, I thought, well, I got that. But then, obviously, the disease progressed more, and everything became a new normal. So all the things we had done with him to care for him, it all changed, and it started to change really drastically as he declined. So as I prayed over that word, I learned that I didn't have acceptance, but I was trying to live with that word every day, which I think I did pretty good. But it's still a word, I think, that as it was my first star I ever pulled, I think that word will always sit with me and in my heart. That acceptance is something that we have to always keep, because things are always changing and there's always a new normal. So that was my word, and I loved it, and I think I always will.
Let me do a quick scan to see if we have any other hands for one more. All right. Well, thank you to those of you who shared your star stories. It is always amazing to hear the ways in which God is working in our lives. So at the end of the service today, we will all have the opportunity to choose a new star word, our word for 2020. So as you leave, there will be baskets that have stars in them. They are turned face down so that you can't choose the word that you want. You choose the word that you get. So you might close your eyes and reach in and see, you know, take a moment and prayerfully choose that star, and then see how God is going to guide you through the coming year, how that word might be a guide, so that when we return next Star Sunday, we will get to hear even more stories about how God is at work in our lives and in this world. And what a gift it is to get to share our journeys together. Amen.